clap those hands for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and mercy. Come on, jam those hands for the Lord. Amen.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to
because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. Through the Word all things were made, and without the Word nothing was made that is made. No, because the Word has the potent and the power to create. We give you praise because of your word that is going to come to us expressly today to the praise of your glory. Lord, anoint my lips, anoint the ears that we hear, prepare this land that the seed of the word will land, and let the Holy Spirit water the word in our heart, and let there be fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say louder, amen. Amen. Celebrate the Lord Jesus. Permit me, please, still stand up. We want to pray one prayer. Earlier, when we were taking the testimonies, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw, let me try, please pay attention because I want to describe something. I saw a house. There is a flower on the left. It's like, what's the name of this flower we caught in the front of that place? That's stubborn flower, that greenish, deep green flower. A very deep green flower like this on the left. I see like two pillars of the flower. But let me show you what you will remember now. The door of the house. This is a place where your parents are living now. The door of the house. You know that the old style door. That there is glass, iron, glass, you know. That old style of glass that you have like five size door partition to down, and the other side five door glass partition to down. If there is anybody here that your family are living in a house that has such door, we need to pray. The door of your house where your parents are staying right now, there is glass in the door. Anyone with that description? Do you understand? The door of the house, there is glass. Not sliding. It's the one you open and you close. And there's something like this in the house. It's not a tie. It's an old house like that. Okay. Let's pray a prayer and talk to the Lord. The Father, we rebuke any... Who is this person? We rebuke any evil news or sad news that will come from our homes. Any news of weeping, any news of sadness, any news of mourning will rise today. We rebuke that news. It shall not come. The Lord is going to overturn it. He will overturn. And we cancel any evil news and sad news that may come to us from our homes. Shall we pray in the mighty name of Jesus? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we rebuke any news that is not of God. We cancel any sad news in the name of Jesus. We cancel any sad news in the name of Jesus. We cancel any sad news of mourning, of weeping in our families in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. In this house there's a covenant of life. None of us will die untimely. At the moment now, we don't want any news of death. Our parents shall last for 120 years in the name of Jesus. My Bible says, anyone that die young among you shall die at 100. That's what the Bible says. So less than 100 is not even scriptural. I decree in this house that you shall fulfill your days on earth in the name of Jesus. Your parents shall fulfill their days in the name of Jesus. By the grace and anointing, because God showed me the house, I'm looking at the place in HD. So I can describe even the sitting room right now. But I pray that, Lord, as you have revealed it, no evil or such calamity shall come to pass in our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And I see even the old TV is still there. That old big TV, the black and white TV, is still in the sitting room right now. But I cancel every plan of the wicked against your family in Jesus' name. Say louder, amen. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Let's have us. God bless you. How many of us are ready for the word of the Lord? If you are ready, shout hallelujah. John chapter 8, verse 31. I want to use this medium to appreciate my pastors this morning. They were on fire. Please celebrate these pastors for me. They are doing wonderful in this. What? Celebrate them. More grace on you. It's been long. I've been so impressed. But today was something else. I pray that the fire will never go down in your life in Jesus' name. We had a wonderful prayer sessions. And those are powerful. Celebrate the choir for me, for the wonderful works they are doing in this house. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I mean, every session has been on point. Did you notice that? Every session has been on point. I pray that the fire we've received will never go down in our lives in Jesus' name. John chapter 8. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. John 8:31 to 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, You are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Holy Spirit wants me to, Brother Gabriel, stand up. Please stretch your hands to him, that he will fulfill purpose in life. And I really appreciate the Lord for his life, because the Holy Spirit is just talking to me concerning him now, for his labor in this ministry. And God wants me to appreciate him. Stretch forth your hands to him, that he will fulfill his purpose in life. He will not be left behind. God will use him mightily for his glory. And this year shall be his year of establishment, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. I want to speak on deception, deliverance, and delivery. Deception, deliverance, and delivery. The nature of a man is so sensitive that he can become so blessed or remain so poor for as long as life is concerned, due to the thoughts of his heart. The nature of a man is so sensitive that he can be so blessed or can also be so poor for as long as life is concerned, due to the thoughts of his heart. In other words, the thoughts in the heart of a man can either make him blessed or poor. And if you follow the teachings that I did sometimes ago about David preparing his generation through the covenant that God had with him, God had the thought of his heart and God decided to bless his generation. I pray for somebody here. You will make generational impact. You know, I like a louder amen. If you can give me a faith-based amen, I would love it. A Mercy Throne Mission amen. Shout hallelujah. So, this is not the plan of God or the plan of the devil. This is as a result of what is inside the heart of a man. We blame the devil so much for many things. I don't have time for him. We will never meet face to face because we don't have any business, you know. But for those who are going to hellfire, I'm sure he's going to discuss with them and say, why do you keep lying? What I didn't even do, you have been saying I did. And actually, you know you are the devil, and then you lied on me. May we never have the cause to have any interaction with the devil, in Jesus' name. I would love a good amen. So the man determines if he's going to be so rich, so blessed, or so poor. He can be blessed spiritually due to the thought in his heart. He can be blessed physically due to the thought of his heart. He can also be poor spiritually due to the thought of his heart. He can be poor physically due to the thought of his heart. So every man has a mind, which interchangeably the Bible calls your heart, your mind, your heart. Every man has a mind that he uses in processing information. The mind of a man is so spiritual that it can communicate with God and it can communicate with the devil. Your mind is spiritual. Your mind can access God whenever you want. Your mind can access the devil. Yesterday night I was on Facebook Live and 11,000 people watched me. And I was ministering to them, prophesying to them, declaring to them. And I was telling some of the people their names, their country, the connection, and so many things. It was from my mind. It was not from my ear. Any prophet who say, I hear with my ear, you have to question that prophet. God speaks to your mind, not your ears. He speaks audibly once in a while, maybe once in 10 years, maybe once in 5 years, maybe once in 2 years. I mean, it's very scarce before any man can hear the audible voice of God. Even when you are moving and you say, and I hear God say, stop. Actually, it may not be your ear. It's your heart that is so loud that you can, it seems that you are hearing from your ear. Praise the Lord. When we get to the school of the prophet, we'll be explaining better. I pray that your mind will connect you always to God in Jesus' name. But you know, this organ called the mind is what we should pay attention to. If it is able to connect us to God and it's able to connect us to the devil, it means that it's something we should pay attention to, because at times the mind is so deceptive, we don't even know who is speaking. Praise the Lord. At times, I was prophesying to a lady yesterday, and I said, ask God to forgive you. She said, God, forgive me. I said, tell God that you are sorry. He said, God, I'm sorry. I said, do you know why? I said, because you offended God. He said, no, I didn't offend God. I said, okay, wait, let me go deeper. I said, the reason why I'm asking is because God asked you not to marry the man you marry now, and you marry him, and now you are regretting, and then you are calling back unto God. Then she burst into tears. He said, I'm the second wife. And I know something keep telling me not to marry him, but I went ahead and married him. Praise the Lord. So the mind is very, very sensitive. It can reveal the heart of God to you, and it can be the instrument the devil will use in communicating and misdirecting your path and keep pushing you away from the counsel of God. You know, your mind can keep telling you sleep. You want to pray, your mind say sleep now. Sleep is, the Bible says, you know, the devil is so cunning. He quotes the scripture. He said, the Bible says, and God rested. You can rest. Please go and rest. Doctor say rest for 8 hours. Eat. You are having malnutrition. You need to eat eba in the morning. No strength. You can't pray now. So you eat eba. You eat fufu. You eat everything. And then you are heavy. Then when it's time to pray, you doze off. You just give as a father, in the name of Jesus. Ayakakabaga. You know the way you are putting off an engine, a generator, especially the Lister, and then the next time you hear kukuruku from 11 o'clock, you say, glory be to Jesus, I wake up. Oh, and then you want to pray again. Anytime you start praying, you go. Or you read the Bible, you go. Because the mind can easily be twisted. It's an instrument. Because your mind is connected to your soul, and the soul is what the devil and God are both battling to be in possession of. Praise the Lord. Please, am I communicating? If you understand, shout hallelujah. Some people answer, some people don't. If you understand me, shout hallelujah. The mind can be so powerful that you can practically hear God on everything. He speaks to your mind. And that's the secret of the prophet. The mind that is connected to God. God download information there and then they reveal to you. So prophet sees by the mind and not by the ear. Even the image you see by sight is from the mind. It is processed in the mind and then it goes to your spiritual sight for you to see. Somebody is here. From today, you will begin to hear and see in the realm of the spirit in the name of Jesus. Your mind is a processing plant. Our bondage or freedom is determined by our mind. Remember the topic? Deception, deliverance, and delivery. And the Bible says, he that the Son has set free is free indeed. So the mind is also the instrument can either give you freedom or give permanently keep you in prison. Haven't you sit down beside some people and then every two seconds they are not speaking, but they are just mommy lagbaja kilo se eh o si nkan kan. And that person is communicating. The mind is telling the person, oh, riba ye se baje bayi, o ri bo se ni o ni oro eri, o ri bi aye bo se ni gbega, o ri baye o se tesiwaju. Your mind keep talking to, you know, you will be communicating with your mind and nobody know what you're saying, and you are there being depressed. And that is what, when it gets to some certain level, you hear somebody commit suicide. Nobody is speaking to him, just a communication between him and his mind. Any deposit, any imprisonment that you have found yourself in through your mind, he is setting you free today in the name of Jesus. Any ideology that enters into man's heart, which is not from God, will produce nothing less than bondage. I repeat, any ideology that enters into your mind will produce, that is not from God, will produce nothing other than bondage. It's good to aim high, but there are songs you listen to, you get depressed. There are movies you watch, you get depressed. There are people you associate with, you get depressed. There are people, when you see them the way they spend money, you get crazy. Praise the Lord. Come on, a louder one. In the month of May, when I was in Dubai, I was jogging very early, and then I found one hotel. I decided to ask, because looking at the exterior of the hotel, you know this is not a joke. So I entered the hotel and I said, the reception, I said, please, can you get me the flyer? How much per night? 500,000. And Nigerians are lodging there, spending 1 month. I pray for somebody. Whatever kind of bondage you find yourself, emotional bondage, spiritual bondage, financial bondage, any kind of bondage, the Bible says, he that the Son set free is free indeed. Today, the Lord is setting you free in the name of Jesus. So, the Bible says, in Romans chapter 1 and verse 28, don't read, don't worry. He said, and even they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them to a reprobate mind to do the things that are not convenient. So the mind, God gave them a reprobate mind. Any idea or ideology that is not from God will produce nothing other than bondage. Every situation man has found himself is nothing but mere thought,
belief, and imagination. I will go deep on this.
Any situation you realize is based on your thought, on your belief, and your imagination. There is no state that you have found yourself today that goes beyond your thought, your belief, and your imagination. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Either I have 10 naira in my account. I remember one day we were having a squad meeting here. We were making one dangerous budget. I showed somebody my account balance. I think Barry Cypher or somebody. And I have 60 naira that day in my account. And I was bouncing and making mouth and declaring and deciding what we need to do. You know what? The state of my mind at that time is not saying I'm poor. The state of my mind, there's no money in my account, but my mind says I am blessed, I am rich, I am wealthy, and I cannot be poor. So it doesn't matter if I have cash or not. My belief at that time is that I'm what? I am rich. And so be it. So right now, if I ask you, who is a billionaire in this house and nobody raise up their hand, that's your problem. It's your belief that you are poor. You are not following me. If I say who is wealthy among us here, you may be thinking, well, I'm still looking for a job. That's your thought. That's your belief. It's your imagination. It's your thinking. It's the thought that proceeded from your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Not as a man have or doesn't have. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Praise the Lord. I've told you time without number in this house that when even I did driving job twice. I drove a magistrate once, and I drove in a company again. And I drove also, okay, three times. I drove also in the church. Although I wasn't employed for that, it's a volunteer service. But any time I sit down at the steering, you are seeing the owner. I have never declared myself as a driver. I put on suit. I'm bigger than that. I'm better than the title of a driver. It is in the heart. So right now, if you think you are sick, maybe because you are feeling headache, or you are feeling some hot, your temperature is rising, it is your thought. If you say you are sick now, it's your thought, because you are not sick. The Bible said, let the weak say, I am poor. And let the poor say, I am rich. And let the weak say, I am strong. Oh, somebody is not listening to me here. Somebody say, I hear you. So if you don't, somebody is saying, what's your age? You say, I am 32. Where's your husband? Hey, we are still trusting the Lord. He has not come. It's your thought. Why are you barren? You are married 10 years. You are barren. Tell the person to shut up. What? Do you know why? I am a mother of nations. The Bible said there shall be no barren. It's a thought, sir. It's a thought. And until you get the right thought within you, you will never produce the right thing. As a man thinketh in his heart. So if I begin to think today that I'm going to be a model, look at it. Because of the thought in my heart, even when I'm ugly, the nature and the power of thought begin to reshape in my face, and men begin to see what is behind my physical face. Let me tell you something. You are spiritual, you are not physical. Somebody is not catching what I'm saying.
You can't judge me by my physical look. You can't judge me by the physical things I have, because I am not a natural man. I am a spirit being. Hey, I have a body and I live in a soul. And I have a soul and I live in a body. You didn't get this. You may come from Edo, but right now you are in Elisha. Let no man treat you as an Elisha man, because you are a Edo man. Now, I'm a spirit. Because I am inside this body, don't mess with me. I'm a spirit being. I can destroy you. I can go from this realm to that realm. I can go into the prophetic and come back. I can go into the heavenlies and come back. Oh, heaven is my home. I may be dwelling here. My supply or my identity is not here. Praise God. So, if you think you are God, then you are God. If you think you are poor, then you are poor. If you think you are rich, then you are rich. If you think you don't have hope, then you don't have. If you think God has blessed you with all spiritual blessings, if you think God has blessed you with all blessings that concerns pertaining to life and godliness, then so be it to you. So be it to you. You cannot tell somebody, you can't judge me by my look. No. You can't. You can't. You know, the Jewish nation saw the prophecy of Isaiah. It's in the reigning and the season of the Roman Empire, who were able to enslave the Jewish nation. But this is the good thing about the Roman Empire: they have polytheism. Polytheism means they have many religions. They allow you people to worship your God. They have the illicit religio and the licit religio. The licit religio means they recognize your religion. The illicit religion does not mean that your religion is not acceptable. The only thing is that they cannot recognize it. Like, it's like you register an NGO or you register your church into CAC. That's what it means. So because I've not registered to CAC does not make my religion illegal. Praise God. So under the depression and the influence of Roman government, the Jewish nation saw the prophecy of Isaiah, and then he said a Messiah is coming. Now the Jewish nation were expecting that the quality of a Messiah, he must be a warrior. The quality of a Messiah, he must be a king. The quality of a Messiah, he must be violent and how outspoken. So when Jesus came and he said, leave sword for the sword, I come in peace. I come in peace. And then they say, what? How can you come in peace? We are looking for a Messiah who can fight our battle. We are looking for a soldier, because the Caesars are people who can fight battle, who can overthrow a government and take government. So that was why when Jesus said to them, I'm going. And he said, Lord, let us ask you, when are you going to restore the kingdom back to Israel? They are telling Jesus, the Messiah we read about, he's supposed to go to Caesar and overthrow him so that he can deliver the Jewish nation back to their destinations. So Jesus said, no, you shall receive power. When are you returning the government back to us? He said, no. You shall receive power. That response doesn't make sense naturally. You shall receive power when the Spirit comes upon you. Praise the Lord. They read the scripture with the mind of the flesh. The prophecy of Isaiah is talking about the kingdom. And the government that will be in a shoulder is talking about the heavenly kingdom, not the Roman kingdom. So they miss it. Up until now, some of them are still fasting, waiting for the Messiah to come, who will never come, because Jesus is the
Prince of Peace. Do you see how people can miss God? Praise God. Some people are sleeping. Are you sleeping? Then shout a good hallelujah. Am I communicating? How many times, who has prayed here, Lord, I want to see you. Lord, visit me. How many of us? How many of us? Wave your hands. How many of you know that the God you are asking to visit you can come as a beggar and you send him away? Your angel may have visited you 10 times. Come out, you these outside people that are killing us. Go away. Go and beg money in your country. And it's your angel. You prayed and fasted. Oh God, appear to me. Oh God, appear to me. Of course, I can't blame you. Even your grandfather Abraham chased away God because he was looking for a physical being who is healthy and powerful, who is rich in look, who has a big garment, who has a big shoe, because he thought of the God who is as mighty in description as the Bible says. But God came as a bird and he chased away God. Many of you have chased away angels because of the thought of your heart. You are thinking the God you are calling upon will appear in your room, boom, like bomb. You are thinking the God you are calling upon to visit you will come in your dream and he will say, I am Jesus that died and resurrected. Some of you are praying, Lord, I want to see angels. You think they will come physically? No. They will come according to your identity. You are a spirit being. Somebody is not connecting. I wish I'm preaching to somebody in this house. If you understand, shout hallelujah. And that is why it is idolatry to put that picture, call the picture of Jesus in the church. It's not scriptural. Don't put that nonsense here. That's not my Jesus. I've seen him before. Every picture you see on that poster is not Jesus. I've seen Jesus twice. So because he borrowed that look does not mean that is him. It is the word that became flesh. You don't get what I'm saying. Haven't you seen people who are possessed? And then because somebody is in this house now and I lay hands on them, and then they start manifesting and they say they are demon. They are not demon. They were just possessed of demon. So don't give that demon the look of that person. Shout hallelujah. So God may have visited you time with that number and you've chased him away because of the thought in your heart. You've preconceived the way God must look and you forgot he's a spirit. He can pick up a chicken and visit you. He can enter. He's a spirit. He can pick up a goat and come before your house. Bah, bah, and they say, what nonsense is this goat shop? He can come into a dog and he's barking and say, Abaja, am I running? You are the one who called for him. Am I teaching? The mind. The mind. How do we prophesy? We don't see anything tangible. You just stay calm in the spirit. It comes very light, very fading, very, the voice comes very still, small voice. He whispers. And then you know the ability to catch it and broaden the image. That's why they call you a prophet. Every one of you are seen in the spirit. The problem is your mind. At times you see things, you say, no, it cannot be. Praise God. So, because they refuse to understand the knowledge of God, Romans 1:28, to retain the knowledge of God in their mind, he left them to have a reprobate mind. They now do what is not convenient. Can you imagine what it takes for some people to get to see God? They fast and they die on the mountain. And the God is inside the Bible, the whole Genesis to Revelation. He's in every book of the Bible. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. God is in every book of the Bible. You can see him there. You are waiting for audible voice.
pray, Lord, what shall I do? Lord, what do I do? And then if the thought of your mind is right with God, you say, oh Lord, I close my eyes. Oh yeah, any passage I open now is what the answer to my solution. And you will see the answer there. Or you just, if you have the gift, a discerning spirit, you say, Lord, what passage shall I study this morning? Yes, I'm owing debt. Yes, I don't have solution. I don't even know where to get the money from. And then you calm yourself. And then the scripture comes. And whatever you read, don't you believe the word came from God. And that's your word. Praise the Lord. Okay. I move forward. Every situation man has found himself, I told you, is your belief, is your imagination, is your thought. You think you are single and delayed, that's your thought. That's your concern. You think you are unemployed, that's your thought. I'm not unemployed. I'm just trying to make a choice which is better, and my father is preparing the document. You know, I think the seat, he wants to make sure. Your thought. Once you believe failure in your heart, you keep failing in life. Because the word of the Lord cannot be broken. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think you are going to be a judge, you begin to talk like a judge. You begin to read like a judge. You begin to live like a judge. And you become a judge. So the Jewish nation lost. They missed the Messiah when he came. Because their thought of the look of a Messiah, he didn't come that way. Okay. So, Hebrews 2:15 says, you can get that scripture I quoted there. No man can ever be better than his thoughts. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. So, that is the deception, brethren. I'm probably going to teach this on series. That's the deception. The deception of the devil is the thought in your heart. You feel somehow in your body the devil say you are sick. Tell him to shut up. I can't be sick. Have you ever seen a spirit being sick? I just borrowed this body. This is not me. I mean, you feel somehow, you tell the devil to pack his nonsense load and get away, because the Bible says my body is the temple of God. Amen. Your landlord said to you, I'm going to pack away your load, I'm going to chase you out of the house. You laugh. The earth is of the Lord and the fullness thereof, including the landlord and the landlady and the land and the building and the lander and the landing and the legitimate. Praise God. I can't be stranded. No, it's your thought. It's your thought. It's your. How many of you have done something and said, and I know I'll fail that exam. I know I'll fail it. Actually, you are not supposed to fail it. You thought you were a failure. That's why you failed it. If you had the mind that you're going to get that exam right, you'll get it right. Something will happen. Let me show you something. You know, I just concluded my exams recently, and one of the most difficult 3-unit course that I was doing was Hebrew language. It's when you get to the syntax, the whatever, let me leave it, the grammatical things, you know that Hebrew is very, very difficult. So, well, you know, everybody was afraid in the class, because we know being a 3-unit course, you must not carry it. So we were there, I was praying, Lord, I didn't have time to study, I don't know what to do, I don't know this, I don't know that. And then we did all we could do. You know what, the supervisor just said, I'll walk away from the class. He just walked away. And of course, you know what that means. Some of you are too religious, you are looking at me. I'll be Pastor Wagbori Joni. I beg. Praise the Lord. So I mean, the best he could do. And he said, well, do you know what to do? We are not taking out document or books, but share the ideas among yourselves. You just walk away. because he knew, number one, they didn't provide the necessary material in time and all that. I'm just saying that if your mind is right, there is a way God makes a way for you. Praise the Lord. I know I was also trying to be so spiritual and all that, and I did some things, and I calculated my mark. I said 10, 10, 10, that's 40, 50. I should get 5 here. 55, 52, me. I have crossed the line of a failure. So I dropped my answer sheet, and I'm about to step out. Then he opened and said, I said, Pastor, you didn't do 3B now. What's happening? And I said, that's all I know. He said, think, think. That's favor, brethren. And then he asked me, and look at it, very simple. You are talking about the syllabification of Hebrew words. How syllables can be open and closed. When the syllable ends with the word ends with a vowel, it is open syllable. When it ends with consonant, it is a closed syllable. So they give us two words, the king, melek, M-E, that is E, ends, that's an open syllable. You just put a slash there, and lek is king in Hebrew, lek, E-L-E-K. So that's all. I say, think. And then I say, or ask the woman in the class. That woman has the time for reading. I say, I don't understand what the man is saying. He say, oh God, my leg. I said, my leg. I said, correct, I get it. Then I put it there and I finish it. Favor. Because I know it is impossible for me to stand there and tell you I will fail. I can't fail. Praise God. And those are impossible situations in the university. As a man thinketh in his heart. So the deception of the devil is to bring a wrong thought in your heart and make you think this is who you are, which you are not. See, the devil can give you nothing than lies, because he's the father of lies. Now, he can give you some portion of truth. Half truth is what? Oh, respond to me. Half truth is what? It's not true. Let me give you this expository. How many of you believe that you can, some mediums can talk to the dead? And they will ask the dead of some information, and then they will communicate to whoever wants to know the information. How many of you believe? Let me see the hands now. So the rest don't believe. You don't believe that they can consult the dead. Don't be spiritual. Don't be too religious, rather. How many of you believe? Raise your hand. Let me see. I want to get something clear. Okay, good. In the actual sense, where anybody that is dead is dead. You don't talk to a dead. Ask me how. Okay. I know some of you are religious also. What about the book of Samuel that says Saul went and bring back the death of Samuel and Have you come across the word called familiar spirit? Good. Familiar spirit is a spirit that stays around you since you have been given birth. In fact, since conception, they are just spirit called monitoring spirit. They are everywhere. This is a spiritual world. So they know when they gave birth to you. They know the town. They know the land. They know your mother's name. They know your father's name. They know your father's favorite food. They know your mother's favorite. They know the clothes they wore on the day of wedding. And naming and everything. They know everything about your parents. They are familiar spirit. They stay around. They study. So when mediums or witch doctors or soothsayer, when they say, you say, I want to know what my mother, in fact, I was so, it pained me because she died because I wasn't there. I want to know what she wants to tell me last because she died. You know what the medium do? They consult the familiar spirit, not the dead. They consult the familiar spirit that knows the dead person and say, now come out, what do you have to tell us? What is she intending? Then the familiar spirit will say, Your mother is telling me right now that she wish she can get ogbono and egusi. And then the woman, that's my mother's favorite food.
Praise God. Am I teaching you something?
Or they say, your mother said she remember under that mango tree where she tells you the tales, the stories at night, and you both watch the moon before you go inside the house, and then that one bursts into tears. It's only you're right, because nothing can describe the dead than the familiar spirit. I'm telling you, nobody talks to the dead. So let me rush. It's a deception. Every evil thought that has been coming to your heart is a deception. Your father is poor, your mother is poor, now you are also poor, it's a deception. You are not married in time, it's a deception. You are not giving, you don't have a child right now, it's a deception. You are unemployed, it's a deception. Don't judge me by my look, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I may look poor, but within me, I am rich. I may look weak. I may be shaking on the bed because of something you tied to, you call malaria or fever. But right there within me, the Bible says, I am strong. It's a deception. And the devil has been deceiving you and I for many years. And that must stop now. It's a deception that says you can't pray for 3 hours. It's a deception that says you can't pray for 5 hours. It's a deception that says you cannot pray for 24 hours. It's a deception that says you can't pray for 72 hours non-stop. It's a deception. As you think in your heart. I've been praying these days, brethren. And I share with the workers this morning. I have not blinked my eye and I have not yawned one single yawn now. I've not slept till daybreak. I was up and doing. I was on my feet until daybreak. And I didn't yawn. Not even single yawning. You know why? Because I told myself, without preparation, without me praying, there can never be manifestation. Within me. If you like, drink all the coffee of this earth. If the thought in your heart did not prove you that you are able to stand and intercede, you will fall down and doze off. Deception of the devil. And that is where our bondage comes from. That's why you cannot go for that business. You thought you don't have the capital. That's why the idea is so. The vision is blur. I don't even know what to do. You are a liar. It's because you don't have money. And because your thought is, it takes money for me to start that vision. And it's a deception. Let me show you something. You know, you can decide that you wanted to buy something. A house, a car, a company, a land. And they say, in that environment, all the land there is 2 million. And then you are thinking, when am I ever going to get 2 million? Do you know that if you have the thought in your heart that you will get the land? Let me tell you something. The amount does not matter. The land will come. My wife and I decided to buy a land. We have 10,000. And I looked for a land and I found one. 1.2 million, 1 million. And I said, we are going to buy the land. I have 10,000 in my pocket. And I look for the man who owns the land. And I said, sir, we need this land. Long story short, we got the land. I pray for somebody here that by the mercy of the Lord, every deception of the enemy over your life is over. Somebody say, I am rich. Somebody say, I am strong. I am unstoppable. I'm telling you, all things work together for good unto them that
name of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah to that.
If God permit it, then it is good. You didn't catch it. If God permit that accident, then it is good. If God permit you not getting a job now, then it is good. If God permits you not having a child, then it is good. If God permits you not getting married right now, then it is good. Because all things. So, hey, Mr. Devil, shut up. It is a family business. You dare not intervene. He that is the author in the front and the finisher at the back of my soul is driving me. I'm following. He cannot fail. The Bible says, he that is watching over Israel does not sleep nor slumber. The Bible says, though the righteous may fall 7 times, but he will rise again. The Bible says, I have never seen those who trust in the Lord be forsaken. The Bible said, they that seek the Lord, they shall find him. So devil, shut up. I am not lacking. Somebody say, glory be to God.
Don't go into depression. People are dying now because of this deception. They thought life has given up on them. They thought God is not good anymore. They thought, and the devil will make them see that, if God is good, why will he? If God is not good, why are you still alive? Each day is loaded with evil. There are things that happen to a man, you feel like dying is better. Look at this person. The only problem is that she has not getting married, but she got a job. She has good, she's eating food, and she has good health. You don't have kidney problem right now for dialysis. You don't have cancer for the. Even if you have cancer, let me show you something. It's a deception of the devil. Jesus cast away the foul spirit. Somebody say, I'm a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Because the devil is a conqueror. You want to remind that again? The devil is a conqueror. You are more than the conqueror. Because the devil conquered Adam and Eve in the garden. But you came through the victory of Jesus. You have conquered the conqueror that conquered Adam and Eve. So right now, the devil is under your feet. You are more than a conqueror. Don't allow that filthy, stinky, bastard, useless devil to dictate how you're going to live your life. Somebody say, I'm more than a conqueror. Are you not beautifully made? Are you not wonderfully made? Don't allow anybody to talk you down. Moving quickly. Deliverance. 2 Chronicles, 7 Corinthians, chapter 10. Please, am I blessing anybody in this house? Are you getting anything at all? Shall I stop the message? Do you want to hear more? The power of the Lord is coming over somebody right now. I declare, receive the anointing of a change of level in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 10. I'll read verse 4 and 5. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down argument and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Let me show you something. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in King James Version, casting down imaginations. Our weapon of warfare are not carnal, Hello? They are mighty through God. And this is what they do. They don't fight physical combat. They don't carry physical gun. They don't go with physical spear. But they are so mighty that they cast down imagination and thoughts and bring them to captivity into the obedience in Christ. Your weapon is to align your life according to the knowledge of God. Your assignment is to make sure your life is being governed by the knowledge you have of God. That's your deliverance. Casting down imagination. Casting down imagination. I've told you in this house why Prophet Eli died the way he died. While he was alive, his eyes stopped working. While he was alive, he stopped hearing from the Lord. While he was alive, his heart was far from God. So the best thing he could do, his senses, the hearing, the perceiving, the seeing, stopped working. And his neck broke because the head becomes useless. If there's anything the devil wants to fight, it's your mind here. So that you cannot see right. So that you cannot speak right. And once you lose speaking what God said about you, once you lose seeing what God is seeing about you, you lose the battle already. Your deliverance is in aligning your life according to what the word of the Lord says. I am beautifully made. I am wonderfully made. I am one of a kind. I'm a holy nation. I'm a royal priesthood. Oh my goodness. I'm a peculiar person. Don't talk to me anyhow. Can't you see this beauty? Somebody say, you look handsome. You don't need to tell me. I know I'm handsome. Glory be to God. Somebody say, I'm beautiful. I say, I know I'm beautiful. Don't you see my outfit today? Don't even compare me to a senator, because that is the cheapest title I can have. I'm the child of the Most High. I look like my father. When you see me, you see Jesus. The work that my father do, glory be to God. Jesus, my father, cast away devil. So devil, what are you doing in this house? Pack your devilish, filthy, stinky, rubbish luggage and get out of this house. Leave my marriage alone. That's your deliverance. Align your life with the word. Don't cry. The devil doesn't care about your emotion. Don't complain. The devil doesn't, he doesn't consider your petition. You need to rebuke him. I stand upon Christ the solid rock. Any family that the devil is tormenting right now, you devil, pack your load and get out in the name of Jesus. You don't negotiate with the devil. Your deliverance is in casting him out. You notice your finances are not doing well. You know what to do? Cast away that devil to take off his filthy hands. That's your deliverance. It's a deception that you can be poor. I can't be poor. Silver and gold are mine. Is that not what the word of the Lord says? Praise God. Didn't he tell you that I will bless your bread? I will bless your water. I will take away disease out of your means. Then the Bible says in the book of Exodus chapter 14 verse 14, I will fight for you and ye shall hold your peace. Then the word says in 14:13, the Egyptian that you see today, you shall see them no more. Didn't he tell you that? Didn't he tell you that you are the head and not the tail? It doesn't matter what you are going through right now. Align your life according to the word. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Did you see? Against the knowledge. What you know about God. I know my thoughts towards you. Hey, it's the thought of peace and not of evil. Job said, look at it. Yes, though he slay me. Right now, it looked like it's not available. I prayed and I cried. Yes, I called. I pulled. Nothing is working physically. People thought I don't have a job. Yes, I didn't have 3 square meals to eat. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Because I know that all things work together for the good of them that love him. Somebody shout glory. So whose report do you believe? That's your deliverance. That's your deliverance.
Lord, we keep
praise God.
Jesus.
One day, while we were doing the pre-convention meeting, I traveled, I told you, and I returned back home with this migraine. And
Jesus,
my temperature was so high, and I was shivering. So I got in, I pulled off my clothes, and my wife said, "Dear, what's wrong with you?" I said, "I'm fine."
Praise the Lord.
So I cover myself there. I say, "You devil, I have program tonight. Pack your load and get away." You know, the more I pray and I cover myself, I feel it within myself. The temperature was increasing. But I said, "You devil, you cannot touch me because I am the temple of the living God." The Bible says, "I shall serve the Lord. He will bless my bread. He will bless my water. He will take away disease out of me." The Bible says in the book of Exodus 23:25, it said, "I am the Lord." 15:26, "I am the Lord that healed thee. I will not allow the disease of the Egyptian to be upon you." Oh, come on. I led prayer that night. Oh, people prayed that night. It was a powerful traveling. So the malaria came, but it didn't last for 1 hour. He has to go. He cannot stay.
Praise God.
You know, I like the testimony of Mama Chooks. Once upon a time, when a mosquito sound funny, she run away. When a cockroach is sounding in the gobro, that's the enemy. When she had a dream, she's running a tasketa. But when she came to Mesitron Mission, today she rise up. Anything happens, she said, "My daddy has blessed this anointing oil." So no devil. Glory be to God. She said, "Along with throne mission." Glory be to God. May you know that God, and may He fight for you. Your deliverance is to align yourself with the Word. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. So deliverance is said to be in truth only. Understanding that the battle you are fighting is the battle of thought. Understanding the truth is a truth. You must understand that you are being fought. You must understand. You must understand that somebody is battling with you. You must understand that there are forces and spirit battling with you. Understand that truth, and it's to make you believe what is not right. Praise the Lord. God said, "Don't eat, deliver the message, go back home. Change the direction through which you come." Another man came. "Oh, I heard from the Lord for you. The angel told me that you should eat." You see, God said, "Don't eat." An angel said, "Eat." Align. Which one should we believe? Align your life. Please preach to somebody. Align your life with the word of the Lord. You remember what I told you concerning my wife when we gave birth to Ezekiel? And when I saw that devil wanted to mess up with my head, my wife was there laboring from 2:30 until 6:45. And the doctor said, "Please, can you pack your wife away and then just go and do operation?" I said, "No. The Bible says, as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth." You need to know the word to align your life. Don't you believe the report of the devil. Praise God. Amen. So your battle is you are casting down every imagination against the knowledge of God that you know. Is God good? Nobody in the church again. I say, is God good? Is He merciful? Is He gracious? Is He loving? Tell the devil to shut up. Fight to align your life with the knowledge of God. Anything He says does not matter. Anything I'm going through does not matter. What does the word says? having the knowledge of the truth is the beginning of the freedom. Eradicating ignorance by the knowledge of the word of God is a deliverance. Eradicating ignorance. When you are sick, don't say you are sick. When you don't have money, don't say you are poor. When you feel weak, don't say you are weak. So the knowledge is a vital key. The knowledge is a vital key to your deliverance. When you know, you know. Having the mind redirected is a deliverance. So when he said, I'm shifting to the last point now, the delivery. So when he said in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not conform yourself with the world. Don't say what the world is saying. Praise God. Haven't you fast some, somebody, something happened, they say, Mogbeo. I said, I have had one of my daughter say, hey, daddy, I want to lo lunch. She know she's looking at me now. And she's laughing. And I'm going to make her to stand up. Praise God. Daddy, I want to lo lunch. Only the people who are rich are the ones doing it. So are you poor? Ellen, are you poor? I didn't mention your name. Are you poor? Praise God. So, do not be conformed with the world. You know conformation? Do you know what it means to conform? The economy of Nigeria is bad. Nobody can make it in this land. Everybody needs to travel. That's conforming with the world. Accepting the dictate of the land and the government is conforming. See, agreeing with how you are feeling in your body is conforming. See, agreeing with the alert that the bank is sending to you. You have 500 naira, they deduct 100, they deduct 50. Now, you know what they are sending? Minus 200, minus 250 naira, minus 400. That is conforming when you accept that. You are talking to your account. Hey, clear this nonsense change because the real money is coming. Praise God. Renew your mind. When the mind is renewed, inheritance are revealed. When your mind is renewed, inheritance are revealed. When your mind is renewed, inheritance are revealed. Quickly, number two, when the mind is renewed, identity are revealed. When the mind is renewed, identity are revealed. When the mind is renewed, confidence is continuous. When the mind is renewed, confidence becomes continuous. When the mind is renewed, victory is assured. Once again, when the mind is renewed, inheritance are revealed. When the mind is renewed, identity are determined. When the mind is renewed, confidence is continuous. When the mind is renewed, victory is certain. How do I renew the mind? By hearing and hearing the word of God. Game of Thrones cannot renew your mind. Do you hear me? Praise God. Game of Thrones cannot do what? I brought somebody in to do a work for me. I even want to give him money. He came to my house, sat down, downloaded Game of Thrones on his phone, and he put one big earpiece in his ear and forgot that he was in my house. My wife was watching, he was shouting, ah, ka, 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 ee, ka, ka. And he could not do the work up until today because of Game of Thrones. May you not miss your priority in the name of Jesus. Don't forget, any idea or ideology that is not from God will produce nothing than bondage. People believe fantasy what they see in movies.
A lot of words are not real. Praise God. I have met many actors and actresses in Nigerian movie in economy class with me. The packaging is just, don't mind those powder. Don't mind the fantasy world. Some of them cannot even pay their house rent. You are even better than some of them who are the celebrities. Align your life with the word of God. Have I blessed you today? Rise up on your feet. So when the devil wanted to mess up with me in the labor room, I put that devil where he belongs. And I brought in my weapon, which is not carnal, which is not fleshy. And I brought the word against the vain imagination, the mistress, or what did they call, matron in the hospital said, we've done all we could, so your wife need to go through CS. I said, no, I told you before, no referring, no operation. So I got into the labor room. Now, Leah, how are you? She said, I'm tired. I said, that's what I'm waiting for. Because the Bible says, by his strength. By strength shall no man prevail. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I said, baby, now you have a purpose on earth. Ezekiel, please. I said, don't even push again there. As she's here, don't push again. Now, baby, in the name of Jesus, all the inducing, all the injection, all the pressing, all the, you know, those matron are funny at that, they keep beat. I can't stay there. They keep beating the woman, even in her pain. Ezekiel, please come out in the name of Jesus. And boom. Anything that the enemy has held back in your life, marriage, children, visa, job, car, house, health, promotion, I stand as a prophet of the Lord. They shall be released today in the name of Jesus. Every expectation that you have in God. If I be a prophet of God, raise up your two hands. By the power and the anointing of God that is in this house right now, I decree, every vain imagination that has been warring against the truth in your life, I cancel in the name of Jesus. Watch this. There are some of us who are being influenced by demonic power. Raise up your two hands. I want to cast out that devil now. You devil in this life causing struggle, you devil in this life causing delay, right now I come in the anointing of the Lord. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Sharabaka papala idius. Leketoparaga. Leketoparaba. Leketoparaba. Rabaka suseke de boshi. Lekosupa. Lekosupa. Brakasu seketeketekete. Rakasu saba. Shapara tekede. Marika tu seketa payala. Puri sekete. I decree in the name of Jesus. Because you are a liar and you are not the truth. The Bible says, see that the Son of God has set free, is free indeed. The word of the Lord cannot be broken. The heavens may pass away, the earth may pass away, but the jot out of the word will not go until it's fulfilled. So you devil, you vain imagination, you thoughts that are bondage against this life that has made them to believe they are failure, pack your load and get out in the name of Jesus. You are free. You are delivered. You are free. You are delivered.
You are free. You are delivered. By the power in the word of the Lord, your life is restructured. Your life is restructured. Any devil that makes you to look down against yourself, any devil that preaches evil report in your heart, even concerning your health or your family or your finances, I rebuke that devil today in the name of Jesus. You are walking in liberty, in dominion. You shall replenish, you shall be fruitful, you shall multiply. I declare you blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
If you have not given your life to Jesus, you are not even part of us. Because Jesus cannot fight for you if you don't belong to him. If you are here, I won't ask anybody to close their eyes. Is it a thing of shame that you are giving your life to Jesus? Who stopped that nonsense? Nobody is closing their eyes. If you know that you know that the devil is still reminding you of those things you've done and you don't have peace, then it means you have not settled with God. You need to give your life to Jesus now. If anybody is in this house, you want to give your life to Jesus, raise up your hand and I'm going to pray for you. And the devil will pack away his load. If you are here and you know that you are still a sinner, the devil will keep chasing after you. You want to give your life to Jesus? Raise up your hand so that I can pray for you. We don't have all the time. You know that the thoughts are chasing after you. You know that the past is haunting you. You know you have done something that you know is not the will of God, but you want to settle with God today and ask for the forgiveness of your sin. I'm going to pray for you. Raise up your hands. We don't have all the time. Anybody? Or you've given your life to Jesus, but you fall. Mistakenly, you did some things that are not right. Again, raise up your hand so that I can pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, these ones who are raising up their hands, forgive their sins. Anything that they have done and has made the devil to put them in permanent bondage, in their heart, in their thought, in their mind, I rebuke that devil right now in the name of Jesus. Forgive their sin. Place that hand on your chest. Say, Lord Jesus, I am sorry for doing what is not right. Forgive me my sin. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I declare today your salvation is perfected. You're a child of God. No devil can accuse you anymore. It is well with you. As you go this week, the Lord will go with you. The grace of the Lord will rest upon your life. Go and achieve. Go and prosper. Go and make difference. Go and make impact. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and that of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.